Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Ches. Welcome back to all, and we get back into the second parak of Masecha Sota. So the daf Daf Yud Zayin ended in the middle of a brisa about all various halachos of the Megillah Sota. So let's pick it up. The brisa discussed when it has to be written. It has to be written during the day. It has to be written in order. Three lines from the bottom on Daf Yud Zayin Mabeis. Kasva kodem shetakabal la shvua psula. It has to, if it's written before she accepted the shvua, as was discussed, and now it will be discussed today, that is the kohen is mashpia her, that if she is guilty, the water will do what it has to do, and if not, then it won't. So that's psula also. It cannot be written until after she has kabbalah shvua. Shnemar vishpia v'achaka v'kasav. Last line, kasva igeres psula. If it's written as a letter, what does igeres mean? It said that before, but we plugged it in. Kasva igeres psula. So if it's written as an igeres psula, what does igeres mean? So Rashi quotes igeres below sirtut, without sirtut. Sirtut is the scratching in the Torah of the lines, not underlines, because there are no underlines in the Torah, but there are certain lines in order for the Kohen to write, for the Sofer to write under those lines, so everything is straight. So the halach is that a Sefer Torah requires sirtut. Igeres here means if you wrote it without sirtut, if that's true, it is possible. Why? B'sefer amarachmana, because the Torah calls the Megillah Sota a Sefer. Rashi quotes on the bottom, B'halacha l'moshe misinai, shahasvarim srichin sirtut. That is a important halacha of Hilchas Safras, that sirtut is needed. So we have underlined, when we say underlines, it's actually underline, meaning we write a line underneath. In the Torah, the lines are above, meaning they write the letters underneath the scratching of the sirtut. Tosfos here discusses in the Tira Maskal Kasva exactly how much sirtut is needed. If for every line, is it for the section? But then Tosfos has a suffix, which is discussed by the Achronim. Tosfos discusses, what if I forgot to be Masartik? Can I be Masartik afterwards? In other words, there are some makoros that point to the fact that sirtut isn't just in order so that the sofer writes it straight. Because then what's the whole stuff? Why would there be a requirement for the evidence? If you wrote it straight, you know, it should be good anyway. Sirtut seems to be a requirement per se, even if you can write it straight without having the sirtut. Still, there's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai that sirtut is required. And that's how Tosfos has the suffix. Can you do sirtut after you wrote? That's what he quotes about the eighth line of Tosfos. Mi lo yadana im sirtut osa bein shidu l'shidu l'achar k'siva. Avagav de b'shas k'siva kasa b'isura. Ia Megillah k'sheira b'achiyolo. So Tosfos is not sure about that here by Megillah Sota. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses it by regular Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah tell a mezuzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva in Sibin Nun, he had the shiloh. Uvda havi po, there was a question that was brought to him. Hasofer depo herali takach mezuzah. Hasofer brought me a mezuzah. V'ra'isi miksasam hasirtut akum ma'od. I saw that the sirtut in a number of the lines was very crooked. V'ashuros nechtavim miyusha be'sirtut la'sirtut. But the lines were written straight. The sirtut was all diagonal, but the lines, the mezuzah was actually written straight. V'rashi osias meruchakos harbei l'matam yasirtut. And the top of the lines were very far from the sirtut. So the sirtut was done incorrectly, even though the actual letters were straight. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, upasalti osam. I pasled the mezuzah. Delo mikri sirtut. That's not sirtut. Kiven de enem nechtavim kaseder asirtut. It's not written. The sirtut wasn't used as it's supposed to be used. Delo samach lasirtut. And then the shaul says, okay, do I have to put in Sheamus? V'shaul asofer osi emyesh takana lasarte data. Could I be mesarte now after it's written? Uvelazos asirtutim barashi eshuros. Says Rabbi Veger, Lufumriata Nirlade Stati Pasha Delo Mahani. And I think that it should not help. It brings a riot from a Gemara in Maseches Menachos, and then he says, and look in Tosfos and Megillah. Tosfos and Megillah, Tosfos in Sota. Tosfos in Sota, Yudzayin and Beis has a suffix by Megillah's Sota, whether it needs Sirtut or not. And he says, if you look, I don't know why Tosfos doesn't quote the other Gemara. In Menachos, that he says, do you want to be bechalik between mezuzah and Megillah Sota? Would Megillah Sota be a little better than mezuzah? So he has that discussion. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, I'll call upon him. I think it would be possible because it sounds that way from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. which Rambam with Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch has him in Reish Ayin Aleph. Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Sefer Torah says, Sefer Torah Tzarech Sirtut. Right, one requires Sirtut for Sefer Torah. Vim Kasva below Sirtut, Pasul. Period. Doesn't see any options out. Just says if you write a Sefer Torah without being Masarti, without making the lines, that it is Pasul. Veloisade Boferes. Okay, but that is Tosfos without giving any ways out. So that's what the Rukivagar assumes, that Sirtut is a requirement before the Ksiva. Before the Ksiva. The Pizchei Shuvah here asks, what happens if a Sofer has to, there's a mistake. So a Sofer has to erase a little bit and correct, and when he erases, some of the Sirtut gets erased also. So does that make a difference? That's a discussion here in the Pizchei Shuvah. But the Eved, where is it? He says, "If kazav eizet taos v'garar sham eizet tevos v'nimchach hasirtut v'lo sirtim echadash v'kazav olav yish lahachshir yish lahayshir aksav adei karar makam hatos kilu hayim asirtut." It was misirtut originally, so if a little bit gets rubbed down, as long as you run it straight, it's good enough. The requirement, though, is on the entire Sefer Torah lechatchila. Okay, so that's the discussion in this Tosfos here from Megillah Sota. So the Brisa continues now. Other requirements of the Megillah Sota. On top. Kasvashne dafin pesula. If I wrote the Megillah, which is not so long, we'll get to the... We had some of it yesterday about exactly what has to be written, but it's a couple of lines. Machlok is exactly what the lines are. What if I wrote it in two columns? Says the Gemara, says the Brisa Psula. You have to fit the whole Megillah in one column. Can't write on Shnei Dafim. Rashi says, Kedafim shall say for Torah. Sefer Echad Amarach, one of the Loshtayim Vishlosha Svarim. Gemara says, it has to be one Sefer, one column, one klaf, and not two or three svar. Cost of Os Achas, Umachak Os Achas. The cost of Os Achas, Umachak Os Achas, Psula. What if I wrote a letter, and then I put it into the water and erased it? And then I wrote another letter, and then I put it into the water and erased it. One by one. One letter by one letter. And I kept erasing it. You know, I didn't want to really be mochek shem shamayim, so I'll do it this way. So the Gemara says, it's possible. Because it says, va'asa tichsib psula, tichsib va'asa la ha-koenis kol ha-torazos. You have to write the entire section, the entire Torah's Megillah Sota. And if you don't, if you just write one letter and keep erasing it one by one, it would not be good. Some of the Achronim asked, so I don't understand what the Havamita this would work. The whole Chiddush is they have to erase the Shem Hashem. So you don't have a Shem Hashem here. Each letter you're erasing one by one, so what's the Havamita that it would work? So they point that if you look at the Meiri here, the Meiri has a little different, the Meiri doesn't say, Kasav Os Achas, he says, Kasav Teva Achas, Umachak Teva Achas. It's word by word, not letter by letter. So that works out a little better in the Havamina. Because word by word, maybe you'll think that's good enough, because you have a Shem Hashem. And then you erase it. Kamash Malan, still, it is not good enough. But either way, Argamar's Girsa is that it is each letter. Boy Rava, what about this? That's the end of the Brisa. Now we ask a couple of questions about the Megillah. Kasav Beis Megillahs L'Shtei Sotos. What happens if one writes two Megillahs to two Sotos? There are two women that require the Megillah, so you write, each of them get their own Megillah, but then, Umach Galatos Toch Kos Achas. You put them both into one cup, one klicheres with the water, right? And one after you mix the Shem Hashem, after you mix the offer of the azara with the water from the kiyar, so you put two megillahs in one cup of water. So mahu, is that good? Ksiva lishma beinan vahaika. Do we say that as long as the ksiva was lishma for each sota, it's good enough? And that you had here, O Dilma, Be'ina Nami Mechika Lishma. Or they say, no, not only does the Ksiva have to be Lishma, but the Mechika, the erasing, has to be personal for each of the women, and there you don't have it. Here you erase two in one water. So do we say that it's not good? And if you want to say, if you hold, that you do require mechika for the erasing for each individual sota, so what happens if you had it? Machkan beveis kosos. What if you erased in two different kosos, but then v'chazav irvon, but then you mix them up together afterwards, after you erased each one respectively, you mix them up together. Mahu. So is that good enough? They're going to now drink from the same one. First question was, is erasing the same one okay? So then we said, maybe not. So even if erasing is not good enough, what if they drink from the same one? Mechika l'shma b'inan v'ha'ika. Is it good enough to have the erasing personal l'shma and that you have here? O Dilma, or do we say no? Halav di daka shasya, v'halav di daka shasya. Still, they each have to drink their own water where the Megillah was nimchak, and this would not be good enough. Stipler here asks in Simin Hey, what's the Havamina? Again, the Havamina is that they'd each be able to drink the water that's mixed in with their friend's water. Ask the stipler, Velochor Yesh Ladun, to become Akum Aser Lash Kosan, should be definitely be Aser. Why? To Hamayim He Make Kior, Shehuk to Shubi Klei Shares. You have holy water in here. Holy water in here belongs to the base of Mikdash. You can't just, am I allowed to just go over to the Kior and drink the water? No. The Make Kior is Niskandesh, Bekdushas Klei Shares. So if it has Kedusha, so of course they can't drink it. There's a special heter that you're a woman who's a Sota is allowed to drink her water. But I might be drinking my friend's water here. So ask the stipler. Your own personal mesota, you're allowed to drink. That's no me'ila, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. So isn't it also to drink? So says the stipler, in order to understand this, we have to know what we're going to learn in 2 days, on Friday. Because on Friday, it says that the Torah calls the water the Mayim Hamarim. So the Gemara says that you put in something bitter, something that tastes bitter into the water. So says the stipler, that's why it's okay. There's no me'ila. Because it must be that it is shalom kederach hana. It's very bitter water. Shalom kederach hana. It's not considered an achila. It's not really considered a shkia. So that's why one would not make a... one would not violate me'ila in this case. This, he doesn't point to it, but Menachem asked me a few days ago, maybe this relates to the issue of does the woman make a bracha on the mesota? Does she make a shahakol? So according to this stipler, maybe not. If you say it's enough bitter, it's so bitter, so that it would be considered shalok derech hanan, she wouldn't violate this remi'ila, maybe that also would impact that she wouldn't have to make a birchas hanehenin on it either. Okay, I don't think he doesn't relate to that part of it, but you can use that chiddush to relate to it. Okay, so that's the stipler on this suffix. So again, the Gemara asks, can you, yeah?
Rashi says, my marmam is al sofo.
So he's not... But I mean, he has a Gemara also. Right, so maybe it wouldn't be as mar according to him. Shaloka derech hana. Okay, so the Gemara said, if I erase them separately and then I mix it together, is that good enough? So again, the Gemara did not answer. Then the Gemara says, the last question. V'yemtim salo mar, hol avdi do kashasya, v'hol avdi do kashasya. What if you say it's no good, that she's they're each not drinking their own water, and therefore it would not be good enough, and it would be pasul? What about this case? Chazar vechilkan, mahu. What happens if you separated, you erased each of the waters separate, each of the Megillahs respectively, then you mixed it up, and then you separated it back into two different cups. Is that good enough? The Gemara says, yesh breira o ein breira. Do we paskin yesh breira, that once something is set, once you pour the two different cups, the water into the two different cups, we say that this one is for this woman and this one is for that woman, no problem. Or do we say, Aimbrera, no, you can't be Mavarer at this stage. You can't separate at this stage. And once it's mixed up, it's finished. So the Gemara does not answer any of these questions. Teku. Gemara has a Teku. Tishbi Yataris Kushish Vabayas. We'll wait for Eliyahu Hanavi. So two discussions on this. Usually when we have a Teku, and there's a number of Imtim Salomars, the Rama Paskins L'chumra by the Imtim Salomars. That's the usual rule that the Nosa Kalim point out. That we're not sure what to do. Imtim Salomar is usually where Nota on the side of Chumra, and the Rama usually Paskins that way. So that works out for each of these except for one. The Rama Paskins in the last one, in the case where Halad Dokashasya Valad Dokashasya, that one should not, the Rama says, she should not be given the water to drink, but v'im hishke kosher. The Rambam paskins in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph that if she does drink the water, she should not be given to drink, but if she did drink the water, kosher. That's what the read you the Rambam. Kasav shtei megillos l'shtei so. Dozu makal l'tos kos echad v'hishke shteihen. Psula v'chein em machak shtein l'shtei kosas v'irvan v'hishke shteihen. Pasul. And then the Rambam says, delo yashko sav v'mishke kosher. So the question is, how could it be kosher b'di'evan? This is the question of the Karen Aura in the Menchas Chinuch. Ask the Menchas Chinuch, I'll read it to you from him. Ve'eni Maven Davarzeh. How could the Rambam Paskin, in this case, b'di'evan, it's kosher if she drinks it? We have a suffix if this water works. Right? The Gemara doesn't answer it. Teku. Kiva da asura ala baal kodem shtiyemi safeg. This woman is usher on her husband's, right? She had kinu v'stira. and now she's waiting to drink the water. And now we have a question whether the water is going to be effective or not. The Rambam says, but the evidence, she drinks it, is okay. How could that be? There's an iser to the Baal before she drinks, and by drinking the water, she's going to clear her name. And if the water doesn't check her, if it doesn't cause her to die, she's going to be mutter. If we have a suffix about this water, whether it works or not, so how can we say she's mutter to her husband? We're not sure if this water works or not. So what should we say? What's the status quo? Before she drinks, she's also to her husband. Sakha the Rambam say that, but the Yemen, she's mutter to her husband. We don't know if this water works or not. That's the kasha of the Menachas Chinuch, and he answers, no answer. I don't understand how the Rambam can pass in this way. Okay, what's the question? The halacha is she's also to her husband. So how can we say that with this suffix water, we're not sure if this water should be effective or not. The Rambam says, but the Yemen, if you gave it to her, it works. If you see she didn't die, she's kosher, she's mutter to her husband. How can we say that? We have a suffix, she was usher beforehand, and now there's a suffix. How could the suffix mostly be devadai? That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch and of the Karen Ora. Sorry? What in I'm not sure. You have the Rambam, you can look it up inside again. I didn't bring it again. Dalid Yud Aleph. Right, the Rambam says in Dalid, if you want to bring it, Dalid Yud Aleph. But either way, says the, that's the Rambam in these cases, right? So look here, right? Dalad Yud, go look it up. So the answer given by a number of Achronim, this answer is given by the Ar Sameach and given by the Klechemda, that is, you're right, it's a suffix. But in general, with a suffix asur a woman, we discussed this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, would a normal suffix asur a woman to her husband? It is a suffix that she was mezana. Usually a suffix doesn't ask it to her husband. It's a special chiddush hadavar in sota. What's this kinui? What's this stira? So as the Gemara said earlier, that based up gimel, raglayim hadavar. So it seems that way. So the Torah all of a sudden says she's going to be asked to her husband. But, says the Kleichemda, kivan de ha'isha lo yada mikol zeh. The woman does not know that there was a suffix. We just give the woman a cup to drink. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know that there's a problem with this water. She doesn't know that it got mixed up. She doesn't know that it was all together and then we split it. So she doesn't know it and she's willing to drink. So that's Raglayim Ladavar the other way. So that's why we have Raglayim Ladavar at the beginning. It's a whole Chiddush HaTorah that the suffix creates an issue to her husband. So as long as we have some Raglayim Ladavar the other way, says the Klechad of the Ar Sameach, that we have some reason to believe that she's innocent. Look, she drank the water. And she went ahead with it, and she doesn't think anything. She sees she doesn't die, and she's like, look, I'm innocent. So that's enough for a glayim ladavar to get out of the iser labayla that was there beforehand. So that's the chiddush of the Klechemda and the Ar Sameach. In other words, it's a very shaky why she should be asur to labayla in the first place. It's not really asur labayla; it's because of a glayim ladavar. So here, as long as there's any little bit to knock out the glayim ladavar, we'll say she's mutter to her husband again. So that is explaining the Rambam's psak here. One other point, and then we'll move on. And that is, what the Gemara say? If you have, what was the last question the Gemara had? You have the waters split up normally, right? Each of the Megillahs were erased respectively in their own cups. What happens if you mix them all into one cup, and then you split them all into different cups? Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? Do you say Breira or not? So Tosas already points out here, this usage of Breira is not a normal usage of Breira. That's what Tosas says in Chazar. Hilo dummy la Breira. This is not like Breira normal. What's usual Breira? Usually Breira is you have something that was never separated. You have something that was never separated. Let's say I have a cup of wine, and it's Yontif, and I want to drink the wine. I didn't take off Shumus and Isos yet. Do you know what I say? I say, you know what? The wine on the other side of this cup is Truma Samaisers, and I drink it. And after Yatav, what's left over is going to be Truma Samaiser. There was never anything separate. Breira usually means that there's something in the future that will be separated. And the question of Breira is, can I see that separation as having been done in the past already? That's how Breira usually works. Here, Tosas points out that it's an unusual usage of Breira. Here, it's separated, and now I'm going to put it together, and then I'm going to separate it again. So the question is, at the time of separation time two, is that exactly the same as separation time one? So that's a big chiddush to say that Breira would work there. Tosas points out here, but even more so, if you look at Tosas and Temura on Daf Lamed, Tosas asks us as a kasha. Tosas says, why every time you have something aser, let's say you have a tray frank that fell into a number of kosher franks. And it's not bottle, it's aser. It says Tosas, why can't you just take out the number of tray franks that fell in and say, oh, Breira, I took out the tray franks, everything else is kosher. Why don't you say Breira? And everything that's aser will always be able to become mutter. That's Tosas Kasha. What's Tosas' answer? You can't say Breira when there was Nikar Ha'isr beforehand. Breira doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to take everything out. Oh, this is what was. Breira means when there was nothing Mavurar at the beginning. Says Tosas, I'll read it to you. Daf Lamed. The Amain, he the Balachim Chashiv lo Batlim, he called Makam Nishko Chad Minai, of Idach Lishtari, of Omer Mori, Klal Godo Badinze, Devadai, called Dover Shehovar Ha'isr Mitchila, if the Isr ever existed originally by itself. The Achar Kachnis Ari Beheter, and then got mixed in. Lo Samchina Breira, you can't use Breira in that case. Kivan Shinitaru Vaso Hayab Isr, it was Usr originally. So how could you say this new Frank is the same one as the original Usr Frank? So Breira can't work there. What's Breira? Breira usually is if something was never Nikar, and now later on it becomes Mivurar, it becomes distinguished. So then the question is, can you put this stage back in the past? But if something is already distinguished at the beginning, and then it gets mixed up, and now you want to redistinguish it, so who says that's Breira? So that's why Tosfos here points out, this is a very unusual usage. Maybe it doesn't mean the same thing. It doesn't mean the same thing in every case that Breira is used. But that is Tosis' Ha'ara, that this is an unusual usage of Breira. Next, let's continue now. Boy Rava. Rava has another kasha. Hishka besiv mahu. What happens if a woman drinks the waters besiv? What's besiv? We'll go with the word of the explanation of the arach on the side. See on the asterisk? Nasa nasiv b'mayim u'bala hasiv l'mayim kimin svog. So a woman puts a sponge into the water, and then she sucks out the sponge. Is that a good enough drinking? Is that a maisa shtia in order to be yotze the meisota? Bishvoferes mahu. What about with a straw? Shahers is usually a type of tube of a reed. But what if she drinks it with a straw? Can she drink the water with a straw? Derech shtia bakach o ein derech shtia bakach. It says vehishka, so is that called drinking? Take you unanswered. Right, so what do you say? Drinking with a straw, is that drinking? Yeah? It's drinking, but is that a normal maisa shtia? The result is that you have the liquid in you. But is that a maisa shtia? You're drinking, is there a hefsik? Is there a hefsik in between? Right? Is it derech shtia? It doesn't say whether you got it. It's derech shtia. If it's not derech shtia, maybe you can't do that. Maybe you can't do that. Other examples, the Sha'ar Masiyah Nebalachi here quotes other areas of halacha where this comes up. If you drink something, the halacha is a Shulchan Aruch, there's something called Yayin Pagum. What's Yayin Pagum? Yayin Pagum means a wine that you drank from. Wine that you drank from. L'chadchila, we're not supposed to use Yayin Pagum for Kiddush. And therefore, let's say I drank some wine and I want to pour it back into the cup. So the halacha is, if you pour it back into the bottle, you've made all the wine in the bottle Pagum now. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, if you look in Hilchas Brachas, that you always go by the top. You always go by what's poured. So if you want to make Yayin unpagumed, you take water from the, you take wine from the bottle and you pour it into your cup. So now that what's in your cup is unpagum, and then you can pour it back in because you've already made it unpagum. That's why if you ever want to pour it back into the bottle, you first pour some into the cup and then you pour it back in. So l'chadchila, we're not supposed to use pagum wine. Pagum means wine that was drunk from, not wine that you made a bracha on. Let's say I made Kiddush, and then before I drank from it, I poured off and drink from that other cup that I poured off into. The wine that's still in the cup is not Pagum. Pagum only means wine that you drank from. So what happens? Yes, the Sharm Siyad Balacha? No. What about if you drank with a straw? Is that mafkim the wine? And it's really a tshuva of the Shavus Yaakov, he quotes. The Shavus Yaakov quotes in tshuva and Gimel Yudalid. He's noted to say, Iyayin mikri Pagum l'kadi sholob d'lechore nir d'shari. He says, L'chor, it shouldn't be a pogum. Because pogum means you drank from it. This isn't called drinking from it. You drank it, but you didn't directly drink from it. Your lips didn't go on it. So therefore, he's noted to say that it's not called Yayin Pogum. The Sharm Sinai Malachi here quotes others that, quotes the Marsham. The Marsham has a tshuva where he allows someone to take medicine on Shabbos with using a straw. Because he thinks it's a trade Rabbanan. Taking medicine on Shabbos is one drabana, with a straw is another, maisa shtia b'shinui, so a double drabana, but makam tzarech, so he allowed that case. And then the Shamsi Ravalach himself quotes, O Nir Ali, he says, what about Dalet Kosos? says, what about Dalakosas? Listen to this. He says, on the one hand, he says, Yesh l'chalek, tohacha koin hishka osa. By Mesota, the Kohen has to dafka be mashkeher. So to be mashkeher, that's to be direct. Masha'ekin, if it's just a mitzvah shtiyah, maybe you could do it with a strua. And then he even adds, maybe by Dalet Kosos, it's better with a straw. Why? It's easier to do haseba with a straw. Right? If you're doing haseba, we're spilling all over, we're leaning. If you do it with a straw, it'll make it such a much easier time. You leave it on the table, you have a straw. It's a much more benachas if you use a straw. So he's not sure. He says, after all, he says, look in all the hospitals. Everybody drinks with a straw, so it's normal there. So he said, and it's normal for when you lie down to drink with a straw, right? Look in the hospital beds. He says, maybe by haseba too, it should be derech to drink with a straw. So he has that suffix, but this is a sugya that's here, drinking with a straw. How is it? It's called derech shtiya or not? Okay, next line. Boy, Rav Ashi. Last question. Nishpichu mehen, vinishtairu mehen, mahu. What happens if some of the water got spilled out? Some of the water, the meisoda got spilled out before she drank, and then nishtairu, but it was left in the cup. There was enough left in the cup, so is that good enough? Does she have to drink from a whole cup, all the water that erased the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, or not? So teiku. That's unclear. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, quotes it also that it's teku. It's not we go l'chumra, but the Achronim point out he does not give the option of gathering it off the floor and putting it back in. The Karen Ora notes that this is in contrast to, let's say, dam. Let's say by a carbon, what happens? There's the shechita kapala halachas rika, the dalat avodas of a carbon. Let's say I shech the animal, then I catch the blood in the cup, and then it spills. I'm allowed to pick it up from the floor and then do halacha. If it went directly to the floor, no good. It didn't have kabbalah. But if I had kabbalah sadam, and then I spilled it, I'm allowed to gather it off the floor. So ask the Karen Ora, what's the difference? By the blood, I'm allowed to gather it off the floor. In between, it doesn't passle. And all of a sudden here, by the Mesota, nobody gives that option. Nobody gives that option. It just says whether either it's passle or it's kosher. If it's left in the bowl, why can you pick up what's on the floor? So where is it? The Avi HaEzri, Rav Shach, answers there's a difference between the halacha of the Kabbalah Sadam of a karbon and the Mesota. Says the Avi HaEzri, by Kabbalah Sadam, there's a din of pu'ulos. There's a din of actions. You have to do Shechita Sadam, you have to do Kabbalah Sadam, you have to do halacha Sadam, you have to do Zrika Sadam. There's no din that the Dam has to be in the Kli the whole time. No, there's no focus on the entire process as a whole. There's a focus on pu'ulos, says the Avi HaEzri. So as long as you have those pu'ulos, it's good enough, even if it spills in the middle. So you have Kabbalah Sadam, you caught the blood. So it spills, so pick it up. You have Kabbalah Sadam, you can have Halacha Sadam, no problem. But, says the Avi HaEzri, by Mesota, there's no din of Kabbalah Mesota. Kabbalah Mesota from the Kiyar. There's no din like that. There's a din of everything has to be in the Kli. So if it's not in the Kli for a certain time, then it's possible. It's worse. It's no din of Kabbalah. It's a din of having it in the Kli from the time you take it from the Kiyar until she drinks it. That's why it's more chamor, and you don't have the option of gathering it from the ground. Okay, those are the ends of the questions that we have on Megillah Sota. Next part. Amar Zera Amar Rav. Beishvuos ha'amuros besota lama. Achash kodem shenimcha Megillah v'achas la'achash shenimcha. Right, we have two lashonos of shvua in the Torah. Again, it was discussed yesterday in the Mishnah. One before the Megillah is erased, and one after the Megillah is erased. Why do we have two? What's the purpose of the two Lashonos of Shavua? So ask the Gemara 1 minute. Maskel v'Rava, Travayo Kolim Shenimcha Megillah Ksifin. What do you mean one is written before the Mechikas Megillah and one after? Look at the Torah, they're both written before. Ella Amar Rava, this is what it is. Achas Shavua Sheyeshi Ma'Allah, V'achas Shavua She'eni Ma'Allah. One of the shvuas that the Kohen is mashbia her has a curse associated with it, and one does not. One is just a shvua, you know, if you swear that you're innocent. The other one has a curse associated with it. Hey chidam yishua sheishim Allah. What is the shvua that has the curse? What exactly does the Kohen say to her? Amar Rav, mashbi'ani alecha shelo nitmeis. I cause you to swear, meaning accept the shvua and swear, that you were not defiled. She'im nitmeis, because if you are defiled, yavobech, then the water is going to go into you and do its deed. So Amar Rava, Rava says, 1 minute, that's a shvua sheyesh ima Allah. That's an oath with a curse? No, it's not. Allah l'chuta kaima, shvua l'chuta kaima. That's a shvua and an Allah. That's an oath and a curse. Because what did he say? Swear that you didn't defile yourself. And then the Gemara says, because if you did, then this is going to happen. So the if you did has nothing to do with the actual shvua. It's got to be a different lashon. So Elam Rava, Rava says, this is the shvua sheyesh ima Allah. As follows. Mashbi'eini alecha she'im nitmeis yavoh bech. It's one lashon. Swear, I cause you to swear, that if you were defiled, this is going to happen to you. That's the shvua sheyesh ima Allah. So again, Rav Ashi doesn't like that. Amar Rav Ashi, Allah ika shvua alecha. There's no shvua there. There's just a curse. There's just a curse there. Well, swear that if this happens, you're gonna blow up. So there's no shvua there. So El Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, no, this is what it is. Mashbiani alecha, I cause you to swear two things. Number one, shelo nitmeis. That's the shvua. And number two, amashbiayu v'im nitmeis yavo bech. It's going to happen to you. So therefore, there's a shvua on the woman and on the Allah. So that's the lashon that is used by the Kohen when the Kohen is mashbiah her. Period. Next Mishnah. Almahi omeris amen amen. The woman, the Torah says that the woman says amen amen. On what does she say? Amen amen. Amen al ha'Allah, amen al ha'shvua. She says a double amen. Amen on the curse and amen on the oath. Amen me ish ze, amen me ish acher. Amen, that I wasn't mizana with this man, that there was kini v'sira with, and I also wasn't mizana from any other man. Once we make her swear, we make her throw in other activities in her life as well. And this is called, Rashi quotes, this is the makar for, right here, Rashi says, the makar for Gilgul Shvua. See the bottom Rashi? Umikan la Gilgul Shvua min haTorah. The concept of Gilgul Shvua is, literally, to roll a Shvua. Sometimes I don't have the halachic authority to cause you to make an oath on something. Let's say karka. Right? There's no einishbon ala karkos. But the halacha is, let's say I have a halachic authority to cause you to make a different shvua. So once I say, you can take this shvua, so I say, you know what, throw in, you're not taking extra shem hashem anyway, so mention this also. That's the concept of Gilgul Shvua. So Rashi says, this is the makar. The makar of Gilgul Shvua is Isha Sota. Amen, amen. You make your may say amen on other items as well. There's another makar, other makaros, but that's Rashi. Amen me'ish zeh, amen me'ish acher. Amen shalosa tisi arusa v'nesua. Amen that I didn't stray while I was an arusa or while I was a nesua. Whether I was married after the first stage of marriage, after the second stage of marriage. Vishomeres yavam. And that I wasn't mizana while I was waiting to marry you, while I was a shomeres yavam and my husband died. Ukenusa, or after I married my yavam. Amen shalom nitmesi. V'im nitmesi yavobi. Amen that I was not defiled, and if I was, this should happen to me. That's an acceptance of the, that's an explanation of beforehand of the Shvua and the Allah. So you have all these Amen, Amen. There's a interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes in Simon Samach Aleph, you're not supposed to say Amen, Amen. You're not supposed to say two Amens. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh li zaher, Yesh omrim, Yesh li zaher shalolanos al shum bracha shtep amim Amen. That's what the Ramah says. Never supposed to say two amens on one bracha. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mechzik shtei reshuyos. Looks like two reshuyos. That's supposed to say amen amen. It's like, what? Samach Aleph. Simon Samach Aleph in the Ramah. So you're not supposed to say two amens, right? So because it looks like Mechzik shtei reshuyos, like Shema Shema, amen amen. The Mishnah Berurah, though, quotes, V'ayin prima gadim shakasav davar chadash. Prima gadim says, no. Yishtrei gavni amen. There are two types of amens. He's a brisker. Echad, number one, amen, sha'ani ma'aminu mechazik shekein hu emes. Number one, that I believe that it's true. V'hasheni shuhu pirisho bakasha. Number two, it's an adding to your, I agree. Not that I think it's true, but I agree with what you're saying. Rotz alomer sheye amnu advaram v'yimali mishal aseinu. He should listen to what you said. V'im kein bebracha sheish b'shnei inyonim. Therefore says the prima gadim, that if there is a bracha that has two aspects, two themes in it, like Rifa'enu, Hashem b'nei Rafi, Rofe Chole, Shabri Yishlomar Beis Pa'amim Amin. If you have a bracha, he doesn't explain, you go into it, but says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah, the Prima God, that if there is a bracha that two amens are appropriate, that it would be okay. The only problem is, if you have two amens on one bracha, Pokei Chivrim, Amen Amen. Right, so that's inappropriate. But if you have two amins which are related to two different things, then it's not a problem. So here too. Here too, if you have two amins, one relating to the Allah and one relating to the Shrua, one Arusa, one Nesua, so that's why two amins would not be a problem. The Birkei Yosef talks about another case. What happens if you hear two brachas at the same time? What happens if you hear in shul and you hear two people saying the two different brachas? So the Birkei Yosef says it's in Kuf Chav Dalet Mutter. You're allowed to say Amen Amen, because you have in mind Amen over here and Amen over there. So again, as long as you have good kavanas when you say Amen Amen, it's not a problem. The only problem is if you say two Amens for no reason. Two Amens for no reason, that's the problem. So that's why here, this would not be a problem, because you have a good reason to say Amen Amen, because the Torah told you to. Would one Amen be good for two brachas? That Berk Yosef is mashmanat. Berk Yosef is mashmanat. Right, so they talk about what about in davening? Baruch Hashem liolam amen v'yamim. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Right, that's a right. Baruch Hashem amen v'yamim. I think that's a pasuk in Tehillim, in the ayins. Okay, continuing. By the way, Rashi here quotes, and Rashi says it here. Shomeres Yavam. Why is she called a Shomeres Yavam? Shomeres Yavam. She's waiting. So Rashi quotes here where that lashon comes from. Second line. Shomeres Yavam. Mitzape umam tenes liyavam sheyivmena kmo. Right, Rashi said she's waiting. Shomeres is a lashon of waiting and expecting for the Yavim to be miyabe. Mersh kamo, as it says by Yosef and Yaakov, the Aviv Shamar es hadavar. Right, the father, Yaakov, waited to see if the dreams would come true. Right, Shamar es hadavar. I like to quote, related to this, the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa on Vishamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Right, Vishamru Bnei Yisrael as a Shabbos, right, the Bnei Yisrael guard Shabbos. So Arachayim HaKadosh quotes that Rashi. What does Shmira mean? Yoshevu Mutsape Masayavo. Waiting to see if it will happen. That's what Bnei Yisrael do by Shabbos. We wait. It's already Wednesday. Baruch Hashem. We have Wednesday and Soma Shabbos again. Right? Yoshevu Mutsape. We wait and expect Masayavo. When is it going to occur? So the Arachayim in Kisisa relates Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar to Yoshevu Mutsape Masayavo, that a Jew always looks forward to Shabbos. Continuing, Rabbi Meir Omer, Amen Shlo Nitmeisi, Amen Shlo Etma. Meir says, what are the two Amens? Amen that I was not defiled, Amen that I will not be defiled. And so one of the Achronim point out, it's really an unneeded Shrua, because, what do you mean? Even without saying that, she's not allowed to be Mazana. Well, she's never allowed to be Mazana. Well, she takes an extra chizuk that she's not going to be Mazana. Hakol Shavin, Shein Masna Imo, Lo Al Kodem Shetis Aris, Lo Al Achar Shetis Karish. But everybody agrees that she does not throw in that she was ever Mizana at a time when she would not have been made usher to her husband, meaning before Erisin and after she would be divorced from her husband. The Gemara Mishnah is going to explain that in a minute. Nistro la'echa v'nitmeis. So therefore, if she had stira after she was divorced from her husband, she had yichud, and she was defiled, and then the husband took her back, he wouldn't be masa on that. Why? Because a mice, the Gemara is assuming here, a mice's nus after a marriage does not create problems for the halacha of machsa grushasa. Right, we know the halacha is, if Ruby's married to his wife, and then his wife gets remarried to somebody else in between, he's not allowed to take her back. But the Mishnah is assuming here, Rashi explains it also, that if there's a Maisa's Nus in between, it's not a problem. Zeha Klau, and therefore the Mishnah reiterates, Kol Shetibo V'lohaysa Asura Lo Lohaya Masna'ima. If the Maisa Bia would ever not make her Asa to her husband, he does not include that in the Shavua that she takes. Gemar. Amr Rav Hamnuna, Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Li Yavama, O Shomeres Yavam, that's Mizana, is Asura to her Yavam. Even though it's Chayv Yelavin. Chayv Yelavin, Shomeres Yavam, that's Mizana, is not Nisra Krisos. She's not married. She's not married right now. She's a Shomeres Yavam. But Rav Hamnuna says that she's Asa to her Yavam. Mimai, where do you know that from? How does he know that? From our Mishnah. Midaktani Shomeres Yavam V'Knusa. She includes that she swears that she was not Mizana when she was a Shomeres Yavam. So, I Amr Dasira, if you say that a woman is Asa to her husband when she's Mizana, when she's a Shomeres Yavam, Shemachi Masni Bada, then I understand why it's in the Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah says. Ela I Amr Lo Asira, but if she's not Asa, Hechi Masni Bada. If she's not Asa when she's Mizana, when she's a Shomeres Yavam, so why isn't it in our Mishnah? V'hatan, the Mishnah says at the end, Zaklau, what's the rule? Kol she'ilu tibaya v'lote asura lo lo haya masnima. If she's ever Mizana and she wouldn't be asa to her husband, then we don't make her swear about that. So the fact that she swears about Shomer's Yavam state means that if she was Bezana that state, it must be she's also to her husband. So isn't that a raya to Rav Hamnuna? So Amri, b'marava, they say in Marava, les hilchuzak Rav Hamnuna. We don't pass it like Rav Hamnuna. We don't pass it like that. Shomer's Yavam, she's in, so it's not also to her husband. So why is it in our Mishnah? That's not like who we paskin. Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. That's only like Rabbi Akiva. De Omar ein kiddushin tofsin b'chai v'lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds kiddushin are not tofsin b'chai v'lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds that whenever you have chai v'lavin, you have a kohen, right? We have this back in Maseches Yevamos, big major machlokas tanoim. Whether our condition tosa b'chai v'lavin, is there mamzeris from chai v'lavin? So Rabbi Akiva said, yes, there is mamzeris, and there is no tfisas kedushin. Umash v'lo ke'erva, and it's treated like an erva. So here too, this is according to Rabbi Akiva, but we don't pasken that way. Period. So one of the Achronim also asked, it says that a maisa's nus does not make the woman usher to her original husband. So why didn't Mordechai divorce Esther before she went to Achashverosh? So then it would be just considered a Maisa's Nus, and then she wouldn't never be Aser to Mordechai. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Why wouldn't it have been Aser? Only because of the later Baratzon. Look at the later Baratzon, but if it's a Maisa's Nus, so then it still is a little discussion of that. Maybe, but the answer could be that she did a Baratzon. She did a Baratzon later on, so that's what the Gemara says. Yeah. What? Was she? I don't think was Aces Cohen. I don't think so. No, Mordechai was Binyamin. Boy, Rav Yirmiya. Boy, Rav Yirmiya. Maoshe Yasne. Adam on his own Harishonim. Can a person make a tnai on Nisuin Harishonim? Right. We say that it's not. Let's say he divorced her and took her back, and now he's doing Kinev Estira. Is that included? The first marriage, the first time he was married to her. Mahu. Does that work? On Nisui Achim Mahu. What if there's a Yavam here? Can he make her swear? Is that included also? That when she was married to her to his brother, so Mar says Tashma. Let's see Zakla. What did Mishnah say? Because she dwelled lo teyasura lo lohayimasni ima. Any time that if she had been mizana at that time, she would not be asur to her husband. You don't include haasira hachanami demasde. But if she would be asur to her husband at that time, it is included shma mina. So we would include in these cases because at the moment they would have been asur to their husbands if they would have been mizana at that time. Period. Rabbi Meir Omer Amen Shalom Et Beisi V'Chulu Tanya Lokish Amar Rabbi Meir Amen Shalom Et Tamei She'im Te Tamei My Both Kenosa Me Achshav Ella Likishit Tamei My Ma'aronosa Both Kenosa. Don't think, says the Gemara, that when Rabbi Meir says that she swears, I swear that I wasn't Mizana, I swear that I won't be Mizana. Don't think that if she will be Mizana, she's going to get blown up right now. Don't think that. She's going to get blown up only when she's Mizana in the future. The water is going to stay in her body, in her system, and even if it's 5 years from now, she's going to get blown up then. Don't think she's going to blow up now. What's the Havamina? Right? So what does this make you think of? What does this make you think of? First of all, what about Bechira Chavshus? What Hashem knows? Hashem knows it's going to happen, so So what does this remind you of? It reminds you of Ben Sora Mora. Right? Nidal Hashem Sofo. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is, Nidal Hashem Sofo, just like we punish him for what he's going to do in the future, so too here. Is that the Havamina? That's the Sharam, number of Achronim. Sharam Tzion Balachi here quotes, that's what it sounds like. Sounds like Betzorah Moreh. But what's the answer? The answer is you don't do that. What's the difference? Betzorah Moreh does this Bekfias. He acts in a certain way Bekfias. This happens a one-time thing. Who says that she does this all the time? But it's an amazing Havamina. He would have thought that maybe she blows up now for the fact that she's going to be Mazan in the future. Boy, Rav Ashi, one more minute. Maoshi Yasna Adam on Nisuin HaAchronim. What about this case? A man is married, so can he be, does he include in the Shvuah just in case he ever divorces his wife and marries her again? Hashemi Aloha Sirele. Do we say that right now he's not usher in that future state? Maybe he would be. Maybe he will do it. And at that time, she will be ushered to him if she's Mizana then. So Tashma, again, the Gemara brings the same riot from our Mishnah. Nistara, you don't include before Erisin or after Gerishin. Nistara la'achar v'nitmez v'akal yasirena lo hayamasna. But, and if she's Mizana in between, before he takes her back, then he does not include that in the Shavua. But if he would take her back first and then she'd be Mazana, that would be included. So Shema Mina, that teaches me, so there's a raya that we would include the Nisuin Achronim. Okay, period. We'll stop here before the next Brisa starts. And we will continue. Okay, now, so I'm here, Bez Hashem, through Friday, two more, and then Menachem will take over for the next couple of weeks, and then on the web, I'll be back end of August, beginning of September, on Project Sinai, that's something. So, but you can, if anybody ever needs, you could email me if you need to find, or email Mayor Maltz also is going to have the information.